Hi guys, and welcome back to the Authentic Podcast by me, Josh the Wire. I hope everyone had a good Christmas and an amazing New Year. Over that period, honestly, I drank so much and I had good times, great memories with family and friends, like some really good times, times to remember for a lifetime. Honestly, it was so good. Basically, tonight I'm gonna talk about my 2023 and plans I've got for myself and how I'm gonna keep going with all this. I apologize that I haven't posted as much as I normally did in the beginning, but I've been so busy and occupied with other stuff that I haven't had a chance to do an episode on this. So yeah, I'm back and I'll start grinding through the episodes again. So yeah, my first thing, my 2023, I'm going to be more powerful, like, as in confidence and putting myself out there more, being less shy and being a man, basically, because I'm 27 years old and I think I'm still quite shy. I've said that numerous times before, I know, but I've got a plan. I'm gonna get there. And yeah, I just feel so much better about myself recently than I ever have in my whole life. Like, before, I was just playing up to the people around me, like trying to fit in and everything, but I've realised recently it's okay not to fit in, it's alright to be yourself completely and wholeheartedly, and if you don't know what to say in a situation where you're talking to someone, as long as you're not being rude and they know that, then it's alright to be silent as well. Because the thing is with me, I worry too much about saying the wrong thing. It could be the right thing, but I always look for people to help me with conversation and look for a nod or a shake in the head, like not to say that them things. And I'm so used to letting someone take the lead in my life, I'm not gonna let that be the case no more. I'm gonna I'm gonna take the lead, I'm gonna take the reins and be the man I wanna be the man that I can be proud of. I'm proud of myself anyway for the usual shit that I've been through and like my mum and dad always say to me, you don't give yourself enough credit because of what you go through, but for me it's minor and I look back at it now and I think I could have handled that so much better. I do, and that's part of wanting to better yourself every day, and that's alright. That really is alright, and I need to fully understand that and get that myself and stop being so hard on myself. As well in the same point. But yeah, when it comes to like talking to people, wanting to say what I want to say, like being more confident with women and just accepting my situation for what it is. That the whole of last year, when I started this podcast and this whole thing where I started to realise that talking about it actually helps. I don't really talk about it to people in person. I talk about it more so on here. Because I feel better doing it that way. Like, this way is my release, because not only am I helping myself, I'm helping other people as well. And I love doing that. I really do love doing that. And it makes me feel good by doing that. So I'm going to keep doing it. Whether people don't like it or they like it. Like, if someone said to me, you should stop doing it tomorrow, I'd be like, yeah, whatever, carry on. Whereas before, if someone said that to me before, I'd be like, maybe I should. Oh, shit. Does it sound bad? And I'll start questioning myself and stuff like that. But I know where I want to be. I know where I need to be for myself. No one else, obviously, like family and friends, and I care about them and stuff, but I'm not doing it for them, I'm doing it for me. It makes me feel so much better than not having something to focus on, because this is my focus, doing this and becoming a better, stronger version of myself. Because I'm sick of being timid, I'm sick of being shy, I'm sick of just letting people take the lead. Like, I'll give you an example. I'm the older sibling out of four of us, yeah? But I'm normally the last one. Like, I'll go to the other boys, even the youngest one, and I'd ask for his advice. He's only 16 and he's really clued up. But I realise that's me stopping myself. I'm stopping myself. That's fear, because of what people would think. I'm holding myself back because I'm worried about what a person thinks of me. What do they think of me? Do they like me? Do they not like me? No, fuck that. I'm gonna be myself completely, and if someone don't like it, they can go. They know where the door is. I can talk to whoever I want to talk to, and if I'm not comfortable in a situation, from now on, I'm gonna say it. I'm gonna say it. Like, I was so scared before. Even, I don't know, talking to women and things like that, I didn't feel good enough. I didn't feel worthy. I didn't feel man enough because of the situation I was in, or the way I was. I don't know where it was, but I know now that I'm good enough, I'm strong enough, I'm worthy. They ain't the right people for me, whether they're family, friends, or someone I'm going to meet and get with and date. If they're not for me, then that's cool. Like, I'm going to be myself completely. Stop worrying about what I look like. Stop worrying about how I sound. Stop worrying about what people think. And fuck that, just be myself, man. And I need to keep telling myself that every day. And believe me, honestly, I feel so much better for it. Like, I've cut people off, some people anyway. Because I feel better in myself for doing it, because let's be honest, like, everyone's got toxic friends and things like that. They're not good for you and stuff, and like, my friends know who they are and they know I care, because I don't speak to people every day, but they know if I genuinely care about them and I'm thinking about them, I'll randomly just text them or call them or go on the PlayStation with them randomly one day. I'll do that. But I'm not the way I used to be, where I wake up in the morning, do the same routine every day, like go on PlayStation and just sit there for hours. No, I don't. Like, people are gonna judge me, I know they will, because some people have said to me, oh, you should go out to work, like, you should go do stuff, keep yourself busy. I get that, yeah, but unless you actually know me and you know my situation, I'm gonna share it. I shared it in an episode before, I think, but I'm gonna share it again, be completely honest and open about everything, because like I said, it don't only help me, but it helps other people that are in similar situations to me. People go to me, why don't you go work and stuff? And I'm like, because I'm going to the toilet. Like, who's gonna open the door for me in the toilet? Let me go to the toilet, come back in 5 minutes, open the door for me. I need help getting my jug out, things like that. Like, it's not as easy as people think it is. It's really not. If it was that easy, I would go out and work. Easy, light work, I'd do it, no problem. I'd love that. Yeah, I'm socialising as well. But you know what it is? It is what it is. And I make the best out of my situation. I'm really passionate about this because I've had people turn around to me and say, oh, you're lazy, you should do more for yourself, and things like that. And them people saying it then plays on my mind. And then I think to myself, am I actually that way? And then I end up going to my brothers or my mum and dad or close, really close friends and talking to them about it. And they're like, no, it's not like that. Because I guarantee you, Josh, this is what one of my mates said to me. He was like, if you could go out and work, you'd do it tomorrow. Like, you could get a job from home and do it from home. Yeah. I've tried. It really ain't that easy. Like, for me, like, I've tried all different sorts of things, honestly, and it's part of me just not ignoring them, but sort of letting it go over my head that people think that way about me. Because if you really know and you really care, and you know how I feel about myself, you know that would not be the way that I want to be. I just make the best out of my situation. Sorry for the ranting, but yeah, that's a big thing that I'm trying to change, is stop letting people's opinions and thoughts about myself and other things affect me and my moods. And because someone would say something like that to me, and before I'd be overthinking it and shit like that, and I'd be panicking about it for weeks and talking to family and friends about it, and I'll be like, oh God, what's going on? Am I really this way? And then they get really angry and upset because I feel like that. And there's another example as well. She'll probably laugh when I mention this, when she hears it as well, because she does listen to my podcast, and it's my mum and my dad, you'll probably laugh as well, because they've both been there when mum has said it. Mum was like, if you weren't in a wheelchair, Josh, you'd probably be like going out every fucking night and getting all sorts of girls pregnant and having different baby mums and stuff like that. And I just laughed because, yeah, it's not nice to be that way, but you know, like, to think of something different and how it could be. I just laughed and smiled at that because, in a way, me being in a wheelchair, and this is a big thing for me, me being in a wheelchair could have saved me from that. Probably sounds silly to you guys, but it's the way I look at it. The wheelchair is a blessing in disguise, because I might not have ended up like that. Who knows? No one knows. No one will ever know either. But I think the way I was growing up anyway, like with the anger and stuff, but then I think that anger and stuff was because of me being in the situation I'm in and looking around at all my mates and stuff that could do more than me, play football, get girlfriends easy, like, I don't know, box and things like that, watching them do all that type of shit, and I couldn't do it. That's what got me angry, watching my brothers like do really well in life, and yeah, I'm proud of them and I'm happy I had the friends I had, but that's where the anger comes from. I'm proud of the family I've got as well, obviously, but I need to stop thinking about what could be and what isn't, and focus on how it is and how I can improve, for me anyway. Like, you guys might not get it, but I used to put myself down so much, like honestly, a hell of a lot. This is another thing as well. I think I've mentioned it before, but I'm going to cover it again because it's part of who I'm trying to be in 2023. But I used to say, like, I'd take 50 photos on my phone, yeah? On Snapchat, use filters, everything. And I'd delete 49 and keep one. I might look thin because of the photos I take and things like that. Again, there you go. That's another comment that I'm saying because people have said it to me before, and I'm worrying about is that actually how I come across? Whereas it shouldn't be that way, because I know who I'm trying to be. I know where I want to be, and none of that really matters. None of it. Apart from if you're my close family and like best mates, no one else's opinion matters. I'm being a good person. I'm real, I'm honest, and I need to tell myself that and stop worrying about other people. I forgot who's going now. But yeah, no, like, I'm, you know what it is for me, yeah? I stressed too much before. Years before that, I was too consumed in the way I was. I hated the way I looked, like my teeth, the way my body is, but the way I'm looking at it now and the way I'm gonna keep looking at it is I can't change it. There's no point stressing over and getting upset and angry about something that I can't change. I need to man up. I'm 27 years old, 28 this year, and sometimes I do act like a kid. I'll hold my hands up in the air and I'll say that. I'll fully say that right now. I do. I need to grow up big time. Some people would probably tell me, because I can imagine them saying it now, I'm being hard on myself again. But like I said before, I'm doing it for myself, nobody else. Love the way you are. Love the way you want to be. Love the way you look. Love the way you are around people. If you share like me, embrace it. It's fine. I'm trying to be more confident. Yeah. But if that don't happen, and I can't get over that, and I don't know how to change it, I'm cool with it as well, because it's part of me, it's part of how I am. And that's what I'm trying to say. If you're one of them people, it's cool. Be happy with who you are, because the way I'm looking at it right now is there's always someone worse off than you out there that you're stressing out about something so trivial or minor, and someone could be on their deathbed dying and they've got 1 week left and they've got a smile on their face and they're loving their last week. Like, that's how it's got to be. People like me, and yeah, I've got a disability. Don't get downhearted about that. Don't get pissed off, because yeah, I've got a disability. I've got shit legs and shit banter, but there's someone out there that, with my condition, that can't speak, that can't move, that's tube fed, and things like that. Like, that's the way I'm looking at it. I want to be strong, powerful, like, I want to be more outgoing. I want to love myself more, because I genuinely don't. Well, I do know. Look, the thing is, I'm getting to the point where I'm not there yet, but I'm getting to the point where I'm starting to come out of my shell with people now. With people that I'm comfortable with, I'm doing it 100%. Yeah, like, I'm trying to be, I don't know, less critical about myself. Like, I don't want to be, I know everyone's their biggest critic, I'm trying to word it right, but I think I was too hard on myself. People always say to me, I need to stop that. Like, embrace the way I am. Embrace the way I'm shy and stuff like that. And just be happy in my own skin. And it will all fall into place. Like, look, if you're sitting about and you're moaning about your life and you're posting negative posts on Facebook or Instagram and shit like that, like, people are not going to want to talk to you. Whereas if you're positive and strong and love yourself, and that energy bounces off you and then it goes on to the person that is around you, and yeah, you just vibe off each other. But if you're always negative, they're not going to want to speak to you, innit? Simple. And that's the way I'm going into this year. Like, because I am, since I started this whole process, I'm so much happier than I've ever been. I can honestly say that. Like, it's very rarely I have a down day now. And the thing is with me as well, if I was arguing with someone, I could not let it go until it was okay. Like, you know when someone don't speak to you and it's really awkward, like, you're trying to avoid each other, and it's happened a few times, more than a few times, I don't know, like, countless. I've fell out with people over silly things. I just hate that. But now, I'm like, I've said sorry, or even if I'm not in the wrong, I'll get angry because someone has not apologised. But now, I'm sort of like, yeah, it's whatever, it is what it is, whatever, like, they're not gonna, they clearly don't think the same way as you. Like, just come away, leave them be, they'll leave you be. When you're ready to talk, you'll both talk. Like, you can't force people to be alright with it and speak like adults. Some people can't do that. Some people deal with shit in different ways, and I just learned to sort of, and the thing is with me, a few years ago as well, even last year, I've always been like apologetic. But you know when you're arguing with someone, you'll go in, say sorry, and then try and explain why you reacted the way you did? Well, that was me. So I'd go in, say sorry, I knew I was in the wrong, but I'd try and explain why I was angry and why I was pissed off, and then that would kick it off again. But now I've kind of learned to say sorry, come away, forget about it, and then go back. That, I know I'm a man and I should man up. I'm getting that, and that's what I'm trying to do right now. Going into 23 like this, and I'm going to stay like this, I'm determined. I'm going to get better, I'm going to be stronger, I'm doing it for me, no one else. Like, obviously, if anyone's there for the ride and they like want to be involved and stuff like that, then cool. Give me a feedback, share some stories with me, and I'm gonna get, I know I've been saying it for a while, but people have said to me before that they want to come on my podcast, but when they've all said it at the same time, that like, I don't want to get one person on and then piss another person off. See, that's the thing, that's the thing I was talking about earlier. I'm too worried about upsetting people and pissing people off. As long as I'm honest and upfront about it and say, look, I'm going to get this person on first. We're going to talk about what we talk about. And then I'll get you on another week. I need to do that and just be honest and upfront about it. And it'll be all right. So yeah, that's what I want to go into 23 like and continue to be like that. Be less shy, like say if I meet someone and we start chatting and they want to meet up, not be so negative about myself, constantly thinking, oh, what are they thinking? Go in there confident. Bust a joke, make them laugh, like, not be so timid, be strong and brave about myself, like, sell myself better than I have before, and stop being so negative, and that's a big thing for me, the negative thing, because I'll start talking to someone, it'll go really well, and I'll explain about my wheelchair and me being disabled and that. Meet up. I know it sounds silly, it's cringe, but I'd be sitting at the date the whole time thinking, are they just being nice? Like, do they feel sorry for me or what? No, they're there because they want to be there. Be brave. If you start thinking like this, it will come off on you to them, and they can read you, they can read your body language, they could probably get how you're feeling just by the way you're looking and how shy you are. Like, believe in yourself, that's what I need to tell myself. And that's what you guys need to tell yourself. Believe in yourself. 100%. Yeah, but honestly, I'm buzzing about this year. So many good things are going to happen. And look, the thing is, I've learned as well. Good things just don't always fall on your lap. You got to go and make them happen. And I'm going to go and make them happen as well. Like, if I'm sitting indoors bored and you're sitting indoors bored, instead of waiting for people to text you, text them. What's the worst that can happen? They'll say they can't, they're working or they're busy, they've got other plans. You do it for another day. Be more brave. take the front step, that move forward. Don't always wait for people to do it for you. I'm gonna stop being in people's shadows. I'm gonna be a leader instead of a follower. All these years, I know I'm getting old and that, but all these years I've been worried about the way I am, the way I act, and I'm not dealing with things in the right way. I know I'm not man enough yet. I know that people will say probably that I am, but I know I'm not. I can be really childish, but I'm gonna man up. I am, and whatever you guys are going through, if you're going through something that you don't really know how to deal with it, or you need someone to talk to, I'll drop my Twitter in the description below, and you guys can message me anytime. My inbox is always open, and yeah, if people do want to come on my podcast and they've listened to this episode, if you do and you're serious about it and you want to talk about whether it's you've got a disability as well, or you know me and you want to talk about stories with me, or your own situation, you don't have to have a disability, it could be anything. Like, talk about your life, I'm going to ask you questions and things like that. Because I think it would be quite interesting. So if you're serious about wanting to come on, drop me a message, I'll do a list, and then get people on. Alright guys, sweet, I'm off anyway. I hope you guys enjoy your weekend. I'll be back next week. I'll do another one Thursday night next week. And peace to 2023, guys.